This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Torah Kedoshim Parshas Vayeshev talks about sitting down to eat bread. Vayeshvu le'echol lechem. Now, there's a controversy la'halacha if there's anything called mezonos bread. My father Zatzal wasn't a big fan of mezonos bread, and a good friend of mine, David Cohn, who's a big Baal Chesed in Yerushalayim, used to have this discussion with him all the time. They were daven Vasikin together, and they would discuss, why would a person want to eat mezonos bread? Get out of benchin. In those days, you'd go to a chasana, and near the deli, or the other liver, whatever it was, you'd have the mezonos bread. You made yourself a big hipsha sandwich, abinish sabenshin. So there's machlokes if there isn't such a thing called as mezonos bread. Rav Belsky Zatzal did not hold of mezonos bread, as is the policy of the OU. Some have contended that what you can do is that roll that they give you on the airline, eat it after the meal. If you eat it sort of as a dessert, then possibly it could be mezonos. But in Yerushalayim, the Eid HaCharedis, the Bezin Tzedek, does hold of mezonos rolls. And in fact, the texture, the sweetness of those little challahs that are mezonos are very different than the water challah or egg challah that they ordinarily sell. So the Eid is of the opinion that you can have mezonos and various foods that you get from the airline, depending on the hashgacha in different European cities, will either say mezonos or hamotzi. I'll call upon him. A very fascinating shaila. A person ate bread, and he made a mistake. He ate a roll, and he thought it was a mezonos roll. And the little sticker that the eider puts on, the various begalach, came off. So he ate it thinking that he was eating a mezonos roll. And he made a berem in a mezonos. And now, the after bracha is alamichya. And the people tell him, you should know that we don't paskin that way. And you have to make a hamaitzi. Or he was kaveh suda. Or he ate the wrong roll. He thought it was a sweet roll. Ended up being a challah roll. And now he has to bench. What should he do? What should his anhaga do? So that's the shaila. You ate a roll, and you thought it was mezonos. You made a mezonos. Now you're making an alamichya, and you're being appraised of the fact that you got apprised of the fact that you have to make hamaitzi and bench. If the person is in the middle of alamichya, he should immediately start Hazanas HaKol. Hazanas HaElam Kuloi. Without saying Baruch Ato Hashem. Until the end of Berachas HaMazon. Interesting halacha. If he started saying Ala Michya, the Mishnah Berurah is going to contend that Michya and Mazon are one and the same. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, in Simon Reish Tes, Sifkat and Vav, he should continue with Birchas HaMazon, Hazan HaSalam Kulay, and finish Birchas HaMazon, even though he started with the Bracha of Ala Michya. Mishnah Berurah says, Michya Nami Mazon Hu. So it's not like somebody who started making one Bracha that has nothing to do with what he's supposed to do, like he started making a Bracha on Alo Eitz, there he's not Yetzah. Because Birchas HaMazon is Menat Torah. So the only way Chazara would help is Teich Kedei Dibur. Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umari. Meaning that if, let's say, a person started, intended to say Berachas HaMazon, and he started making another bracha, since Berachas HaMazon is Dairaisa, Chazara doesn't help unless you correct yourself within a second or two. Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umari. G'dayli Paiskim hold you are Yaitza. It's not different than a person who says Brich Rachmana, where is Yaitza. So the first position is that if he started saying Ala Michya and he's apprised of the fact that he's supposed to make a Hamaitzi, somebody says to him, Brich HaSamazin, you have to be benching. So he slips into Hazonas Olam Kuloi, without saying the first bracha, bracha to Hashem, he can continue benching until the end of Birchas Hamazon. Now, what happens if he senses his mistake, or he's informed of his mistake, or realizes that he ate a hamitzi roll after he finished alamichya? V'chatchila, he should wash his hands again and make a bracha of hamitzi, eat a kazayas, chalapachas, and bench Birchas Hamazon Kitikunai. And he doesn't have to make a bracha of al netilas yadoyim if he only eats a kazayas. If he makes an achila of a kebeya, then he does say netilas yadoyim. Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Kuf Pei Zayin Gimel, which are the halachas of Birchas Hamazon, im lo hiskir bebirchas haoretz bris v'tayra, afilum lo hisur ela echad mehen, machzir naisai. So l'chayra, it's not going to help this that he said the bracha mein shalosh, that he said the alamichya, because he didn't mention bris and Torah. So even in Birchas Hamazon, in benching, if you don't mention bris and Torah, you have to repeat benching. So certainly, if you made an alamichya, which is mein shalosh, you would not be yotze if you didn't mention bris and Torah. But if, let's say, And Mimela, since he doesn't mention Bris and Torah, the Alamechia is not going to be sufficient to main Shalosh. And as Ezek Delio Rabba, in Reish Samaches, if Kot Nyut Ches, a Yochad She'en a Yochad Lotze Yisidei Chayva Shmonesre Shal Shabbos Pebirchas Mein Sheva, and that's the end of the day. That if an individual is saying a Mein Shalosh, but he's lacking fundamental components of the grace after meals, the hamaitzi, the Birchas Hamazon, where the individual has to mention Torah and Bris, and certainly the Amichya isn't going to do it. You might say that Michya and Mazon are one of the same, but if for Birchas Hamazon, benching, you miss an integral component, you have to repeat the benching in Yinat Yaitzah. Certainly by the Alamichya, similar to the Mein Sheva, that a person would have a chiyuv of Shmonesri on Shabbos with Mein Sheva. On the other hand, Midrash Gisa, the Kaf HaChaim, Sivkot Nalef, holds that there are some Peskim, many Peskim that are chaylik on this. They argue, and therefore the Shas V'Tshuvas Ber Moshe writes, since it's Machlokes Rishonim, if it's Ma'akev B'di'eved, the person should say Sefer Brachos L'Hakel and not make a bracha again. The only question is that when do you say Safik Brachas Lahakel is by the Rabbanan. But if Birchas Hamazon is Dairaisa, how does Safik Brachas Lahakel help me? So what's Pshat in the Ber Moshe? He's saying that if a person said Alamichya and didn't say Birchas Hamazon, so we say that it could be Yaitza because Safik Brachas Lahakel. How could you say Safek Brachas Lahaka when we're talking about a Birchas Hamazon, which is Daraisa? Piskei Tshuva says that even if you say that it's Ma'akev, if you don't mention Bris and Torah, that's only when a person is Mishana Mimat Be'er Shetavu Bar Chachamim. The Chachamim engineered a series of Brachas and Birchas Hamazon that includes Torah and Bris. And if you change the coin of the Chachamim and you bench different than they have enacted, then you got to go back. Well, you said Birchas Hamazon without Bris and Torah. But if you made a bracha of Birchas Alamichya, you weren't Mishana anything. So Mela Piskei Tshuva wants to say that you are Yaitza. Very phenomenal thing. We brought a raya. We have an illustrious guest. He's with us. Choshev Amar Bitzter from Milwaukee, Madison, Wisconsin. He runs the outreach program Madison, Wisconsin. He just walked in. So here's our Shaila. The Shaila Rav Avadio is, person ate in Yerushalayim a roll. And he thought it was a mezonos roll. But it turns out that it was really a hamotzi roll. He went ahead and he said ala michya. And then he realizes that the little bit of glued paper that said mezonos was really hamotzi. So he said he should continue and bench till the end of benching. What happens if he finished the ala michya? He's not yotze. And the rationale is because Birchas HaMazon that contains the concept of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah and in Bris, if you delete that from your Birchas HaMazon, you have to repeat Birchas HaMazon. You're not Yetza. So of course, main Sholosh, you're not Yetza. Certainly, if Alamichya is a luck and a shmek of Birchas HaMazon, and you're not Yetza Birchas HaMazon without Bris and Torah, you're certainly Yetza Birchas HaMazon with the main Sholosh. But we just mentioned how the Kaf HaChaim holds the Rapeis Kamo HaChaylik, and the Ber Moshe says that's Machlikas Rishonim if Pris and Torah Ma'akiv B'di'evet. So Al Safek Wamekel. My question to the Ber Moshe was that it's a Safek Dairaisa Berchas HaMazon, not the Rabbana. When do you say Safek Brachas LaHakel? It's only when it's the Rabbana. If anyone out there in Kol HaLashon land or in Torah Anytime land has a teretz to my kasha on the Ber Moshe, I'd love to hear it. Because l'chayra, it's not a suffix midrabbanan, it's a suffix deraisa. Suffix brachas l'akal is only on a derabbanan, but brachas l'mozah is deraisa. Be it as it is, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that even if you hold its ma'akiv, brachas l'mozah, if you don't mention bris, don't mention Torah, that's only because you're being mishanim in that be'eshetav ha'chamim. After everything is said and done, and we have the final Berchas HaMazon, it includes, because the first bracha was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, second by Yeshua, but the entire Berchas HaMazon includes Bris and Torah. So if you delete Bris and Torah, you're changing from the master plan of the Chachamim, and you're not Yetzer. But Me'ein Sheva, Me'ein Shalosh, you're not being Mishanim in Vadesh Tavah B'Chachamim. You said Al Mechya. Alamai, you want to tell me you didn't include Bris and Torah? You never include Bris and Torah in Alamechia. So you did it exactly right. So if the whole reason why you're not Yotze is because you lack the Bris and Torah, that's only when you're Mishan Mebeshetav B'Chachamim, contends the Piskei Halachas. But if an individual in Piskei Tshuvos says that if an individual just said Main Shalai, she made an Alamechia, there's no reason to discount that. So if he realizes his mistake after he finishes ala michya, then l'chatchila we mentioned he should wash his hands again and take a kezayis l'chala pachas and make a berchas hamazon kitakunai. If he only eats a kezayis, he doesn't make an ala tila shadayim. If he eats a kebeye, he makes an ala tila shadayim. Shulchan Aruch, nuchas atila shadayim, yishmish oimer, shem enay oichal ala pachas mikebeye, Yitol Yodov V'lo Yivarech. In Kufnun Chesiv Katan Beis, Shulchan Aruch says that you only make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim when an individual is eating a kebeya, the volume of an egg. But if it's a minuscule shear of a kezayis, then that's enough of a reason to bench, but for washing your hands, you'd have to wash, but no Netilas Yadayim. Nashim, women, you can't be mekel. They don't have to do this. Now, the Kaf HaChaim says an Eitzah is that you should listen to Berchas HaMazon from somebody else. If there's nobody else, you should make a bracha behirur. That's how important this is. Kaf HaChaim says if you said ala michya on regular challah, which you thought was mezonos roll, you should listen to somebody else's Berchas HaMazon. And if not, there's nobody around, then recite Birchas HaMazon Behirur, which means you take the bencher, and in your mind, you read all the words in benching. Ketanim, who can't make a bracha, they're not able to do this. They can't do the whole Birchas Hamazon. They could say Bar Nefashos. What an interesting vort. Now, let's say Chofetz Chaim says, Emes Ben Adin, you don't need at all to be Maskeh Bris and Torah, like the Ramah says in Kuf Tes Zayin. Nashim lo yemru bris v'terah. The Lashim lav b'nei bris ninu. Fascinating thing. So the question is, a woman ate a mezonos roll, thinking it's a mezonos roll. It was really a motzi roll. And now the question is, does she have to bench after she said ala mechya? She's lacking bris and terah. Kav HaChaim says, of course there's no problem with a woman because she never has to say bris and terah. She's not in the parasha of bris. The lav b'nei bris ninu. Even though they make a bracha, says the Mishnah Brura, they could be semech on the paischim that hold that women are yaitza if they say ala mechya. It's a fascinating thing. If it's a kid, it's a fish and burn of fashas. If it's a woman, she's yaitza with ala mechya. I, bris and terra, she doesn't have to say bris and terra, even if you hold it's not a problem of matbeisha tavo b'chachama, but you actually have to say it. They're not in the parasha of bris, says the Kav HaChaim. Mishnah Brura says you can rely on that. And women are good to go. But if, let's say, a person wants to figure out what to do, he made a mistake before he started making an ala mechya, and he doesn't want to eat more, he can make a birchas hamazon miyad, but if he wants to eat more, then he has to wash his hands. He eats a kabeh and makes a bracha. But he doesn't have to make a bracha of hamaitzi, because b'diavad he's yaitzah, and that he said mezoinis on the machal that he made a bracha mitzi. Fascinating, zok the Biralacha. In this scenario, he made a bracha, and he said mezoinis, and he should have said hamitzi. So now he's eating more. He does not have to make another bracha. The mezoinis is sufficient for the hamitzi he should have said. The Bir Halacha brings down in Kuf Samach Zayin that Harbi Acharoinim hold that way. Your Rabbi says, Bar Minim Mezoinis is a bracha keileles make shakol. Upeiteres kol mili chutz mimayim umelach. Very interesting. All seven brachas can be potter. You can be exempt from Mezoinis just as shakol. We know shakol covers everything, right? So if, let's say, a person mistakenly didn't make a bracha, bere priya eitz on an orange. He made a bere priya adama, he doesn't go back and say a bere priya eitz. If he made a bracha of a adama on a potato chip, you don't make a eitz on the orange because it's a bracha koilelis. If you made a shahakoil, then you don't make a eitz on the orange, you don't make a adama on the potato chip because the shahakoil is a bracha koilelis. And he says, "Bayre minim mezoinis have a bracha koileles k'moisha hakoil upoiteres kol mili design chutz b'mayim melach." Except for water, the mezoinis is going to pater you, exempt you. So if you made a bracha of bayre minim mezoinis, any other of the zayin, you don't have to make a bracha on. The mezoinis will pater you from all of that. Very fascinating. Al kopanim, we will conclude with what we began. There's a shaila as to whether or not you can make a mezoinis on a roll. Belsky Zatzal was of the opinion that you could not. And the Eidah Charedis in Yerushalayim, the Bezin Tzedek, holds there is such a thing called a mezoinis roll. It's made with fruit juice. It's sweet. It doesn't have flour and just water. Whether or not you make a bracha mezoinis on a mezoinis roll is up to your rov or your pesach. But whether or not you make an ala mechya or a berachas hamazon depends on whether you kaveh a suda. So if a person eats a full meal, then it could very well be that he has to make a berachas hamazon afterwards. Question is, if he made an ala mechya, is that sufficient? For a kid, it's enough. For a woman, it's enough. Mechalikas HaPaiskim concerning a man. Rabbi say, have a wonderful evening. We'll learn Bez Hashem next week. And a Freilich and Chanukah to all.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.